Hi, I'm Michael. I'm one of the pastors at Victory, and I'm also the missions director. As a church, we are committed to answer God's call to reach every nation. I hope this message inspires you to honor God and make disciples.
We'll be reading the book of John as our main text for the whole preaching series. Here's what it says in John chapter 1, starting in verse 4 till 9. The word of God says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world." This is the word of the Lord for all of us today. Let's start with a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you once again for what you've done for the past two Sundays, that you have revealed yourself to us. Lord, thank you. Truly, you are the Lord, the Creator, our Maker, the one who is sovereign and in full control of all things, that all things hold together by you. Thank you, Lord, that you are the Logos, the written word that was revealed to us. And even as we declare that you are the eternal God, we thank you, Lord God, for revealing yourself as the God who is the source of life. And because of the life that you've given us, Lord God, thank you that we could enjoy and have fullness of peace and righteousness that comes from you. Lord, once again, we ask of you, with the help of your Holy Spirit, that you would reveal yourself to us today as we celebrate the Christmas season. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please take your seats. Amidst the pandemic, this Christmas season, there is no stopping off. People will still shop. You know, stores will still offer their products. And true enough, in this season, naglabasa na po yung mga latest gadgets. Talagang yung iba, talagang makakuha po ng discounts, no? And honestly, it's important, okay, for us to understand that even in this season, the gadgets that we have, sa totoo lang, yung last time, wala na po yan. Okay, ang dami po mga gadgets na to. But the whole point with the gadgets is this: how good for you to buy the latest gadget or gadgets if there is no power or battery? Correct? How good is it for us to buy the latest sports car when it doesn't have a gas? What good is it for an athlete to run across full marathon if not for him to have the food in order for him to have that strength? We will never appreciate all the material blessings if there is no power behind it. Amen. The same goes with the principle that's called the principle of power and form. What good is it for a certain thing without the generating power inside of the thing that causes the thing to be effective and efficient and be used by people? Just like a bulb. Look at the bulb. All this bulbs here in front of us, without the lights, how good is it? It comes to nothing. Di po ba? Ito pong Christmas lights, kung nakikita niyo po ito, ito pong screen natin sa likod. Miski malaki yan o maliit na dati, pinakamalaki yan siguro 4 years ago. Pero ngayon, hindi na siya malaki. Di ba? Maliit, sobrang liit na siya. Pero may mas malaki pa. How good is it for material things to be seen if not for power behind it? It is important to mention, our preaching last Sunday has got to do with this. The Word of God says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Because Jesus is the source of life. Because Jesus is the giver of life. And when we receive it, the Word of God says it created a huge effect on those people. What was this? There was this so-called the light of men. Jesus' life in us, when we receive it, produces the light of men. There was no light in any man. I just want to mention that. There was no light in you. Why? Because we all came as sinners. There's a sinful nature. We're living in darkness. And there is no man who would have this light apart from the life of Jesus. Can you say amen? We have the lights. We became lights because of the life of Jesus in us. That Jesus was the life giver. He is the source of life. When we receive this by faith and walk into the light, the Word of God says, then we became the light of men. Is that amazing? Ito po yung good news. Kahit ano pa ang itsura mo. You might be not as maputi as Pastor Christian looks. Diba? Yung complexion mo, miski sabihin natin, hindi ka kaputian. Diba? Alam niyo po, sa totoo lang, maging secure po tayo because in God's eyes, you are the light of man. Can you say amen? Na-encourage ba kayo? Alam mo, may mga kapastoran tayo, talagang ganun ang itsura nila. Tall, dark, and dark. Pastor naman, sabihin mo naman, tall, handsome, and handsome. Sige na nga, dindi. Okay lang. Alam mo naman, pag gumiti si James Mack, di ba? Grabe, kita mo yung glow nung ngipin ni James Mack. Ang puti. Pero Pastor James, nanonood ka ngayon, mag-preach ka mamaya. I have a good news for you. You are the light of men. The Bible says, because of the life of God. Eh, yung iba nga, they have to wear dark clothes just to cover something, di ba? Hindi ko na sabihin yun. Okay ba, RJ? So, anyway, that's the whole deal. The whole deal is this. Because of the life of God, there is a light within men, and that light is shining. That's the whole deal. Can you say amen to that? Jesus' life produces the light of men. So, let me share to you the fundamental truths. Like, excuse me po ah. Nawalan tayo ng gas. Excuse me. Okay, thank you po. Let me share fundamental truths of His light. Are you ready? Number one, our life in Jesus reflects His light that no darkness can dispel. Let me say that again. Our life in Jesus reflects His light that no darkness can dispel. Let me say it. What the scripture says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. We are the light that shines forth that no darkness can dispel. That's the fact. That's the truth. Every one of you who's watching this, there's a light that shines in you. And though darkness can overcome the light that you have. One of our goals every year was for our family to go somewhere. All right? It's been like in a year, we will go to different places. Our goal is like two times a year, except for this year. And I remember a couple of years ago when we went to my hometown. I'm from Lokban, Quezon. Taga Quezon po ako. Buti na lang wala po akong punto. Pero napaka-sweet po nung punto namin pag nagsasalita kami. No? I remember going to our place in Lokban, Quezon where you have to pass by the mountains. From Tayabas, Quezon. From Lucena, Tayabas. Talagang dadaanan niyo po yung mountain. And we would go there at night. All right, so para pagdating namin doon, prepare na tulog na lang. And there was this road on that specific mountain, all right, wherein it's really dark. I mean, wala kang makikitang ilaw. And so here's what I would do while driving, okay? So it's wala kang makita, walang ilaw. I would turn off the headlights. turn it off the headlights for 2-3 seconds, and my family would react. My two girls, okay, my daughter and my wife would say, "Daddy!" My wife would say, "Honey!" Okay, so "Daddy, sa honey." And my boys would just slap, "Woo!" Okay, they love it. I don't know why. There's something about boys. And when I turned the headlights back, you could see how bright the lights that dispels all darkness on that particular road. Here's the point. Wherever there is darkness, once you step in, there will be hope in that particular place. God is going to use you to shed that light where darkness is. So darkness will be dispelled even in this world. Can you say amen? So wherever you're at, you might be in business, you might be in the arts, in media, you might be in sports, you media, you might be in the medical field, wherever you're at, there is hope in that particular sphere of life. Why? Because the life of Jesus created that light in order for you to shine that light that no darkness can dispel. Can you say amen? That's who you are. Kaya nga, the mission continues. No matter what, even in this time of pandemic, we're still gonna honor God. Yes, thank God for the Zoom, but more than that, we're gonna go back to normal. Are you excited for that? And you're here today, you're setting a good example. In other translation, darkness is not comprehended. In other translation, it says, darkness has not understood it. It meant that darkness or evil, remember this, will never has and never will overcome and no power to extinguish the light that comes from God. Darkness disappears when the light of God shines forth. Amen? We need this life. We need to walk with God continuously so that this light can outshine the darkness of this world. Let's go personal. What about us? As a light that shines through the life of God, are there areas in your life that you need to let the light of God shine forth? Are there particular areas in your minds? Nobody knows, but God knows. Are there areas in your life that you are going to that darkness? Because it is dark, nobody knows, right? But no one escapes. God looking at you. The good thing is, because of God's light, He can remove the darkness and sin, whatever struggle there is, because light shines deep in every core of our lives because of the life and the light that comes from Jesus. Can you say amen? John chapter 1, verse 6 to 8 says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. Philip's translation says, a man called John was sent by God as a witness to the light, so that any man who heard his testimony might believe in this light. This man was not himself the light. Okay? This man, John, was not himself the light. He was sent simply as a personal witness to that light. This refers to John the Baptist. In fact, John the Baptist is the cousin of Jesus. The reason why he was there was to prepare the way of the Lord. He was to preach with the message about repentance, that the kingdom of God is come. It will come. The kingdom of God is near. And Jesus was about to come in, and he did prepare the way. He was preparing as a witness to the light, so that men might believe in this light. the next fundamental truth of this light. Like John, we were sent to testify as a witness to the light for others to believe. Again, it's good to note, we are not the life. And we are not the light. But we experience this life so that the light will shine forth to others, that eventually they'll receive this life and became the light of men towards others. Can you say amen? For us, what did Jesus do? Did He not turn us from darkness to light? Because of the life of God, did He not cast out all the sins, dealt it on that cross so that we could receive the resurrected life? Is it not that Jesus opened our eyes from being blind in the darkness of our sin, that we may be able to see the reality of life and appreciate the life that we have? Is it not that we used to live in fear and doubt, but because of the life of Jesus and the light that shines forth in us, we live a life of faith? Is it not that in the life, former way of life, that we live in uncertainty, that God has granted us victory? The life of defeat, the Lord was there to grant us victory. Think about that for a minute. That's the testimony. Ito nga pong pandemic eh. Di ba lahat po tayo nagulat? Lahat tayo kahit papano nayanig. But God has to do that in order for the unshakable remains. God has to shake the world. God has to shake you. We had a bit of gathering the other day, and one of our staff was saying, you know, the Lord just shake our lives. And all the more our relationship as husband and wife becomes so close. Our family becomes real close as compared to the previous years. We've never done this, but God did something. That is the testimony. When others are in distress, where others are living in chaos, you're there to shine forth that light because you have a testimony to share so that people, the world, will believe that there is only one God who remains to be unshakable, and that is Christ Himself, who's going to share His life and light upon us. God wants to use us just like John. From a life of misery, we have peace. I shared this to Pastor Steve. He said, Pastor Steve, I can't imagine my life if I'm not a believer. If there's something I'm thankful for, back in 1986, some of you are not born yet, when I first heard the gospel, I can't imagine what life if I'm not a believer walking with God. I can't imagine how will I go through this. Baka siguro wala na rin ako. Baka siguro nag-suicide na ako. Baka siguro isa ako doon sa mga, yung mga yun. But thanks be to God that the Lord shed His light upon us. Friends, we reflect the life of Jesus, and God has given us this life. And there is a continuous work of God in our lives. Ito po yung tinatawag natin na sanctification. It's a work in progress that God is doing. Hindi naman tayo perfect eh, di ba? Pero kaya nga yung revelation ng God's Word, uy, grabe, may pride pa rin pala ako. Uy, grabe, talagang hindi ko pa rin pinapansin si ganito. Uy, grabe, hate ko pa rin siya. Pero nag-worship ako kay Lord. Pero nagpe-pray ako. Nagre-read ako ng word. Pero the words, oh gosh! Oh my! Talaga, Lord. Oh nga. Ang pride ko talaga. Gulat pa ako eh. Ito naman talaga ako eh. Why don't you go ahead and say sorry? Why don't you go ahead and be like Jesus? You know, that's God's work in progress. You've never been like that. It's high time for you, my friends. Has God not used this pandemic? Because He was doing something. My friends, God has an agenda. That's why the character of Christ in us speaks of the light, the testimony that we could share to others, the fruit of the Spirit speaks of the testimony for us to witness to this light, the former way of our lives as what? Living in self-centeredness, living in greed, addiction to lust, to porn, to food, to material things, social media, the former way of life, living in adulterous, idolatrous. Punta po tayo rito, ha? Nood-nood ka pa ngayon, ha? Alam ni Lord. May ginagawa si Lord. From a life of an immoral to living a holy and pure life. From a life that you used to live in corruption, trying to deceive others, lying towards others so that you can get something out of self-centered. Pero yun nga po yung testimony natin. Yung ano yung ginawa ni Lord. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 says, may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Let your light shine forth through good works. Kaya nga po, di ba, sa social responsible church, we extended to bless our community, our city, the city of Pasig in this time of hardship. How many of you? 7 million people lost their jobs. What can we do as a church? Do you know someone who's having a hard time? As a church, as the light of men, what can you do? Can we bring that hope? Can we bring the gospel to this family, to your loved ones, to your friends, your former classmates, batchmates? Can God use you? And He will use you. Because we are just like John. We are sent to testify and become witness to this light for others to believe as well. John 20, verse 31. Here's the goal. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that by believing you may have life in His name. That's the goal and mission. For the world to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that by believing, they may have the life and the like light like we do. Isn't that amazing? Do you still have friends and family members who's not yet saved? That's the goal. God wants to use us. We are like John, who were sent to be a witness to the light. Verse 9 says, the true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Jesus is the true light. It is impossible for man to have light. There is only one true light, and that is Christ Himself. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 to Verse 5 says, this is the message we have heard from Him and proclaimed to you. What is the message? That God is light, and in Him no darkness. There is no darkness at all. Yung kung sino po si God, yung perfection niya, hindi po natin kaya. Kaya kami grace si Lord. Dahil po si Lord sobrang perfect. Who He is as God is perfection. The brightness that comes from me as the source of life will not be able to contain. We're all gonna die. Eh, pupunta ka nga sa araw, mamamatay ka, di po. Ano pa kaya si Lord? Kaya nga po may grace. But I want to warn you, there's someone out there who's doing something to prevent this light. Let's not be unaware of his schemes. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 says, and no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. the enemy can masquerade and disguise as an angel of light to tell you, oh, it's okay to compromise. Oh, it's okay. Ano ba naman? Tikim ka lang naman. Di ba nire-reach out mo yan? Di ba? O paano mo nire-reach out kung hindi ka, ano ba naman yung patikim-tikim? Ano ba naman yung... He deceives us by the very thing. I just want to warn you, whatever this weakness that you have in the past, yun lang naman yan eh. Ibang anyo lang, pero pareho lang sin pa rin yan. The enemy is out there to magnetize you, to lure you towards your former way of life because he wants you to fall again, living in darkness. 1 John chapter 2, verse 9 and 11 says, whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. Verse 11 says, but whoever hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. All of us who receive this life, the light of God in us shining forth. If there's anyone in our lives that we are not right with, if there's anyone, a relative, a friend, someone who violated you, yeah, hindi ba kasi, Pastor Mark, kung di naman niya ginawa ito, hindi ako magkakaga nito. Yun nga, di ba? Kaya nga, ano ginawa ni Lord? Even Jesus was insulted, but he never retaliated. God wants us to extend this love, this life, this light. How? By forgiving them. Are there people in this season that the Lord is reminding you and tell you, you need to be reconciled? Didn't I reconcile with you? You were praying for them? How can this light shine forth in the darkness of the lives of our friends and relatives and family members, those people who've done you big time wrong, as in they violated you. I have a good news for you, but thanks be to God. Woo! Light is more powerful than darkness, my friends. Here's what 1 John 5 verse 7 says. Again, this is the message we have heard from him to proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Verse 6, if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, the word of God says we lie and do not practice the truth. But it never stops there. Verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Woo! We can go back. God will never condemn you. He's just waiting for you. My son, my daughter, you are my son, my daughter. We are in the fullness of light. All you need to do is to return to the source of light. And if you walk back to God, God is merciful. He is gracious. Isn't it? Our preaching last Sunday was about Jesus, full of grace and mercy. Light has so much power. But light can dispel darkness, but darkness cannot dispel light. John chapter 8, verse 12, as I end. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. My friends, Jesus is the light of the world that restores the light of life in us. Are you struggling today? Are there darkness that you tolerate? Are there areas in your life that you still keep doing this? The good news is we can always return to our love, we can always return to the source of life and the source of light, the true light. But by walking back with Him, the Bible says we can have fellowship and with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin and unrighteousness as we end and worship the Lord. It's kind of different. Kinda. But we can celebrate Christmas, my friends. We can celebrate Christmas. Why? Because Jesus, our true light, outshines darkness by reflecting His light through men. Let me say that again. We can celebrate Christmas because Jesus, our light, outshines darkness by reflecting His light through men. That's who you are. How many of you are glad and grateful and thankful for who our God is?
Thank you for joining us. You can visit victory.org.ph to find a church, join a victory group, and give online. Thank you for partnering with us in discipling the city, the nation, and the world through your generosity. For more messages like this, you can subscribe to this podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts.